to the Ancient World Morning Show. So this is a brief one. We just wanted to make an episode because we've changed our little setup here. So we have a new little corner studio, and it really changes the feeling if you have a kind of a nice little environment when you can talk. And we also just made an episode on the new Purgatory series, which is at the moment only on dantescomedy.com, but it will be on kind of on iTunes and Spotify and all the other platforms eventually. We're just going to make a few episodes first, and we're going to start publishing them kind of in a wider sense. So but it's nice to make them in a kind of for a website as a project that we're kind of building up, this website with introductions and essays, and then also some kind of walkthroughs with kind of focused series. And we're keeping them within 10 minutes. This was the fourth one, so we almost went beyond 10 minutes, but we're going to keep them between 8 and 10 minutes. It's a bit complicated because once you start talking, it's kind of so much that is interesting to kind of try to present and explain. But it's going to be like those small units. And this series is also meant primarily for people who are also then reading the book and the chapters in the Mark Musa version. So they kind of know a little bit about the story. So the podcasting episodes are more just like interpretation. And it's a bit interesting. We're trying to make it more of a... It's not an analysis, but it's a way of describing kind of the intellectual process that is going on in the deep, especially like today about the reorientation, like how Dante is using techniques and metaphorical techniques and this like the story narrative things that are happening as a way of indirectly kind of digging into the psyche to kind of hinting, or like this subtle way of just showing something, like changing. So again, we're coming back to this again and again, repentance, the Greek word metanoia, meaning changing your mind, reconsider, and then how this actually works deep down in the structures of your brain, that you which is illustrated with Dante as the sun going to the left suddenly, because they're in the mountain, they're in the southern hemisphere, so things are moving in the opposite direction as he's used to, as a way of just talking about this thing when something is different than you thought, and then you have to kind of get a new understanding or a wider understanding. So this is also the reorientation that is happening in chapter 4 as they start to climb. It's more about broadening Dante's, as the pilgrim, his view on things, as everything he knew applies to the northern hemisphere, where the kind of the world was in the medieval cosmology. But now he's learning the nature of the southern hemisphere, which is a kind of more spiritual one. So it's not contradicting what he knew before, but he's getting a wider understanding. And then they also use astronomy. So Virgil is explaining this through all the kind of constellations and the horizon and the meridian arcs and kind of what is, if you, like top point of the northern hemisphere was Jerusalem, and then Mount Purgatory is at the top at the southern hemisphere. So they share the horizon, but it will then be kind of two opposite horizons in a sense. Kind of the equator is shared by both hemispheres, but from the north, the sun will go to the right, kind of from east towards south in the morning. But then if the sun is moving in that direction, it will be seen as the opposite. So now I'm kind of repeating the whole argument from Virgil. And then it ends with Dante as the pilgrim meeting an old friend in this chapter, who is then making fun of Dante and asking, have you finally understood why the sun is going to the left? And he's very short spoken because he's one of the indolent, the lazy ones. So he's he's sitting there hugging his knees, not moving much. He's using few words to get his point across. And it's the second friend of Dante, and his humor, and it makes it light, and it's a nice contrast to those kind of stern realities that Virgil is explaining about the climb, that is going to be challenging in the beginning, but it's gradually going to become easier. Okay, so before I start on a long ramble here now, it's just like, this is all for this morning episode. And we're going to keep doing the Purgatory series. That is the main project. And again, you can see it at dantescomedy.com. It's only available in Britain and Italy at the moment, but you can also use like a web proxy just to go work around it, and you can see and listen to the episodes. So with that, hope you're having a great morning and a great day in front of you. Thank you so much for listening. Hope some of this was interesting, and see you again in the next episode.